Parliament can now confirm that the various teams of the Cape Town Fire and Rescue Service Department who worked tirelessly to contain the blaze have now completely withdrawn from the parliamentary precinct. Since the fire flare-up was contained during the morning of Tuesday, the firefighters had remained on site until yesterday evening, monitoring the situation and combing the inside of the building for any potential flare-ups. Over 71 hours of courageous and brave battle to contain the fire by over 300 men and women, 60 firefighters' appliances, as well as two specialized aerial equipments were deployed during the three-day battle with the fire. The fire department has handed the affected buildings to the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, also known as the HOCS, to investigate the circumstances around the unfortunate and devastating fire incident that started on Sunday. The engineers from the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure are also on site to determine if the affected buildings are safe for access by the HOCS. The investigators will gain access to the buildings once they receive confirmation from the multidisciplinary team of engineers, which include structural, electrical, and forensic experts. The preparation for the State of the Nation address to be delivered by the President on the 10th of February 2022 are at advanced stage. The presiding officers will this afternoon join the mayor of the City of Cape Town on inspection of the possible alternative venues such as the city ICC and the town hall. This inspection follows the offer by the provincial government of the Western Cape and the city of Cape Town for the use of these venues for both the State of the Nation address and the budget speeches. The approved venue for this purpose will be announced once a decision is made by the presiding officers.